AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. He was a star in the National Football League, played for a championship team, but now former New England Patriots star is a convicted murderer. 25-year-old Aaron Hernandez has been sentenced to life in prison. These jury members were convinced that Odin Lloyd's killing met the test for a first-degree murder conviction.
The shots, there were six of them.
That's
extreme.
I think that each of us may have had different opinions as to why we reached that conclusion.
Jurors deliberated for 36 hours over 7 days before reaching their decision, which also included convictions on weapons charges. Well, the question now is, how did he get so far into restricted airspace over Washington, D.C.? The AP's Ed Donahue reports on a small aircraft that landed on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol Wednesday.
Charlotte Richardson thought it was a drone.
It sounds just a bit like a lawnmower.
It turned out to be a tiny helicopter with one person inside.
This is a man that knew how to fly the machine that he was in, and he looked like he had a plan.
A postal carrier from Florida, Doug Hughes, says he was delivering letters to all 535 members of Congress to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Michael McCaul says if the aircraft had gone much closer to the Capitol, authorities were ready to shoot it down. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Federal regulators have approved an early closure of commercial sardine fishing off Washington, Oregon, and California to prevent overfishing. The AP's Jeff Barnard reports this won't necessarily put fishermen out of work.
Sardine fishermen typically fish for a number of different species, including anchovies, mackerel, herring, and squid. And so a lot of them will be able to switch to other species, but there's pressure on other species as well.
Houston police have shot and killed a man after a chase that started with a traffic violation. This is AP Radio News. In cities across the country, people marched in support of an effort to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. McDonald's worker Nancy Salgado took part in Chicago.
I'm fighting because I can't live on poverty wage. McDonald's is a company that makes billions every year, and the workers are living on poverty wage.
He artfully blended science and fine dining at his Michelin-starred Chicago restaurant. Chef Homer Ocantu has died. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office ruled the death a suicide, saying Cantu hanged himself in a building where he'd planned to open a brewery by this summer. Some inmates at the Maricopa County Jail did a double take after seeing actress Pamela Anderson serving their lunches. The former Baywatch star in town to help promote Sheriff Joe Arpaio's all-vegetarian meal program. He says cutting meat from meals served to more than 8,000 inmates has saved $200,000 a year. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.